Yes, indeed, it's Chickasaw Town, where the barking dogs and everybody balks and fights and fusses, but where, when it's all stirred up in one pot, it comes out comedy and fun. Won't you join me? The Chickasaw Choo Choo leaves in just a moment, but before we go, a moment here. And now down to happy, sunny Chickasaw. Well, if you remember, Papa Johnson has been worried, very much worried, about the fact that a 15-year-old genius may try to operate on Johnson's skull. As we listen now, he's still in the cell in the county jail, and he's talking with his dear friend, the Professor Potash. Papa has a strange hallucination.
And I knowed that he done it.
No, sir, Miss Johnson, I told you that he ain't done nothing. Ain't nothing. He ain't operate. How could he operate when your head ain't wrapped up or nothing like that? When you get your head operated on, you have got stitches. They make stitches in there, you know. And besides that, you got to shave the hair in your head and everything. You ain't done been operated on.
Yes, I is. You're fooling me, Professor. I know that I is done been operated on. And he done gone in there and clipped the wrong nerve. I see him things. Every night I see them. And I tell you now, boy, I'm glad that there is something that I see him instead of something that is.
Huh?
I say, I'm glad that what I see him ain't real. I'm glad that it's just a fig Newton out in my imagination. That's what I'm glad of.
What you mean by that, Mr. Hart? I done told you four or five times that there ain't nobody operated on your head bone.
Oh, yes, dear. I guess I know. I'm sitting in this old cot here on this jail, and when I see what I see, I'm glad that it ain't a real thing that I see. I'm glad that he is operated. I ain't going to fuss with you, Professor. I guess that it had to be. I don't see why they got to pick me, though, to have some high school boy operate on somebody.
Oh, this boy ain't no high school boy, McGunn. He was out of high school when he was 8 years old. He was out of college when he was 10, finished all the time. He was out of the medical school and then got his diploma to cut when he was 14.
Got his diploma to cut.
Oh, your doctor's license, yes, sir.
Oh. And I gotta be the first one, huh?
Mr. Johnson, the boy ain't operated on you. What's the matter with you? I just got through telling you, if you done got an operation on your head bone or any part of you, there would be stitches and there would be bandages and curicone. And then there'd be sticky tape, you know. What they call the masking tape, like. And you know how they wraps you up, boy, when they get through with you.
Yeah, but you say this boy was a genius, and I guess that's what he is. He's such a genius that he don't leave no stitches or no cuts or nothing.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, there ain't no kind of genius there that can go in your head without getting in there and cutting something.
You mean that I ain't been operated on?
No, sir.
Oh. Is you sure?
Oh, Mr. Johnson, it's so silly that you sit here in the next jail cell like that and talk that way.
That dog is barking the same way he barked. It was the same dog outside the cell.
What is you talking about?
The thing I see. That dog barked at it just like that. That the same barking dog. Who that dog belongs to? Where he come from?
Oh, that Jim Pena's dog. Next door across the street from the jail. He always, every time he see a cat, he do that. He done run himself half to death chasing cats. He bony as a... He ain't up with a bag of bones on the county and run all the meat off him trying to catch that cat, and he ain't never done caught it yet. Bark his head off, care on something awful.
I ain't never heard him bark before.
Oh, listen at you. But, Jonathan, what is you trying to make out of something that ain't nothing to make something out of? Ain't no use keep on trying to blow up the balloon when there's a big hole in it or there ain't no air. That's what you trying to do.
Listen, Professor. Come here.
What?
That same dog last night, same dog, was barking at this thing I see.
What thing?
You sure that boy didn't operate on my head bone?
No.
Then it must have been real. I thought the reason that I see... See, dear, I don't know what it was, but it must have been real. I thought it was on account of some of the nerves done been clipped open or something from the operation. But if that boy ain't done operated on my head bone, then what I seed was... Well... Oh, no. Oh. If what I feared was what I feared, I don't know whether I want to live or no.
Oh, listen at you. You are the most... You're always putting on something, carrying on, acting up like that. Now, what is the matter with you?
Professor, it was real.
What was real?
The thing I feared.
What did you see?
He was a little purple man. No bigger than your thumb.
Oh, Mr. Johnson, you would... I didn't know they could sell that stuff in you. How did they get it in here to you?
Ain't nobody got nothing in here to me.
Well, You ain't seen no little purple man no bigger than your thumb unless somebody done sneak something in you through the bars.
Listen, Professor, you knows as well as I know as I'm a total tear, a teetiddler, the twiddly tiddly winks. You know what I is. And you know that I don't embellish.
No, sir.
But I seed this thing. And not only did I seed it, but this thing talked to me in a little voice that I couldn't hardly hear. In fact, I ain't sure that I did hear it.
Then you don't know what he said.
I know what he said. But it seemed like I knowed what he said without hearing it.
Oh.
Maybe I heard it, maybe I didn't. Seemed like a real thin voice, both thin and wispy like smoke. And he was purple.
Purple people? No, this ain't got nothing to do with purple people.
This man was from the moon.
From the moon?
Yeah. And I heard him talk to me. He told me a lot of things. He said I'd be out of this jail not later than 5 minutes to the hour today.
Told you that?
Yeah. He told me some other things, too.
Well, he told you gonna get out of this jail, boy. You didn't see nothing, because you ain't gonna get out of this jail, not this day, or no other day for a long time to come, boy. What other things did he tell you?
He told me that there was a rocket going to the moon. I hate to say this. Before the fall sets in.
Miss Johnson, there ain't no such thing as no purple people or little Tom Thumbs or nothing like that. All right, Johnson, get ready. You're coming out. But that is, Sheriff, did he say you were coming out?
Yeah. And look at the time across the street in the steeple. Right on the nose. 5 minutes to the hour.
Bless my heart, bless my soul, gosh.
And what happens after that makes up the fun on the Johnson family. At the same time tomorrow, I'll be back in a moment for a moment, but first a moment here. Thanks for listening today. I do hope you'll come back tomorrow for more of Papa Johnson's Purple People. Until then, thank you and goodbye elsewhere. Bye!